Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Facebook is in the news again because they've just increased from 1 billion users to now 1.6 billion users around the world. Understand that the world population is only 7 billion people. And so many people right now are exchanging their life on social media. And you know, it doesn't matter. Almost everyone right now has a Facebook account. And what people are sharing are memories, they're sharing pictures, they're sharing what they think, their opinions. But a lot of questions, people are having a lot of questions regarding, you know, is Facebook taking away all the social media? Is it making us closer? Or is it actually taking away the human factor? You know, two people get together, they sit over lunch, they, you know, talk very little, and they say, wow, that was great, you know, good seeing you, maybe we'll do it again. And the reason being is because they spent the last 2 weeks looking at each other's Facebook feeds, and they've seen everything that could possibly happen in each other's lives. You know, what happened to the time where we could actually begin to relate and communicate and be able to share intimately with other people? Are we losing that? And are we just more content with just looking at a picture and being informed about what happened instead of really finding out what was the person's feelings, emotions, and what's really going on in someone's life? I want you to watch this report from CNN Money as they discuss Facebook's recent inventions and their strategies relating to how to make Facebook more human. Watch this.
With more than 20% of the world's population on Facebook, there's a new question the multi-billion dollar tech company is asking themselves. How do you make tech more human?
We're trying to build more compassionate products and build care into the experience you're having.
Alex Schultz is Facebook's Vice President of Growth. One of his team's goals is to help code compassion. With that theme in mind, Facebook recently launched a feature you've likely already seen called Reactions.
So the Reactions product it's our response to having a dislike button. Mm-hmm. So it's not a dislike button. You can show someone a heart if you really love something. There's a little sad face if it's a sad memory where you can show your support.
Facebook is also trying to use algorithms to make your breakup a little less painful in the digital era.
Historically, anyone who's gone through a breakup goes on Facebook and is like, oh, I don't want to see this person, but I might not be ready to let him go.
So you can still stay friends, but you won't see their posts in your newsfeed. The second one is where you can say, I don't want this person to see anything that I post unless I post it to everyone's setting where the whole world can see it or unless I tag them in it.
Another feature called On This Day uses algorithms to surface your favorite memories.
What's like the actual like algorithm behind a good memory on Facebook?
We definitely look at things like likes and comments, how they've engaged with the different types of content. We also look at, for instance, you know, who did you tag in the photo? Like, is it your mom or if it's your close friend, and take those signals into consideration as well.
Despite all these initiatives, it's hard not to see technology like Facebook as standing in the way of real-world relationships, as transforming people into pixels on a screen.
The verdict is still out. You got to determine for yourself. Listen, do I want to just share everything on my life and have everyone know everything about my life, or do I want to be able to engage in true, meaningful conversation and be able to have that compassion factor not coded in but related with one another? Listen, we have much to discuss about this because I don't think Facebook is going away anytime soon or any of the social media. But what's important is that we don't lose the human factor, that we begin to share life with one another because we can actually have life outside of Facebook.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll be right back.